I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. I commenced shaking and I said, ooh-wee. It looked like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looked strange to me.
One-eyed.
Oh, well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange.
And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular Parts 5. It's Halloween. Great stuff. It's finally here. It seems so. It's shocking that it's already here. It comes up quickly. On the other hand, you look and say, well, there's been decorations out since July.
Yeah.
So you almost get so much into it that you kind of forget that the actual day comes up.
We can't get too depressed. I mean, yeah. Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular Part 5 is today, but yeah. Breakthrough Entertainment's Countdown to Christmas Part 1 next week.
Oh, my.
Why can't we do it today?
Hey, well, you know what? Why not?
It's crazy. Some stores already, like, throw out all their Halloween stuff. And
I know Fry's Supermarket already has had those cinnamon pine cones for, like, the last 3 weeks.
That's I like that.
Good. Yeah.
Oh, I can't take it.
And, of course, this hour is brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair, 3310 East Thomas Road here in Phoenix. Give them a call at 602-956-3781. 602, I'm squeaking Peter Brady there, 956-3781. Visit him online at alexandersautorepair.com. This is a purple people eater, and this might be the worst, dumbest question ever, and Eric might know
a lot
about it.
I thought you were going to say dumbest song.
No, yeah. It's an amazing song. It's a very intelligent
song.
And
it's from Eric's day, I believe.
Yeah.
Is it about an alien?
I think so. Well, he eats people, I mean, unless it's from the
scary.
Green Inferno. But they weren't purple.
He doesn't say it's an alien. He just says it's a one-eyed,
one-horned, he came from
flying
the sky.
Purple people eater.
He came down from the to Earth. So I think it is an alien.
It might be.
Great song.
Let's get Sheb Woolley on the phone, and we can ask him about that.
Is he still around?
Probably not.
No. Probably not. I don't know. No. Isn't that the guy who did Tequila?
I think so, yeah. Oh. Tequila. Because it ends the song as well. But I will also...
Actually, he is alive. I just saw him on something not too long ago.
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, then let's get him on the
phone. 2 weeks in a row where I've called an older fellow gay.
I mean, gay? What is on your mind?
I just was reading something.
You're reading stuff about gay?
I'm out of it. I haven't got a lot of sleep the last week.
Clearly not.
I had something up here. And
gay stuff.
He's dead.
It's kind of like Ron Burgundy, where I'm seeing something and I'm like reading from it.
Can we get like computer monitoring on Greg's PC here?
Yeah.
You know, he's got...
No, you have to self-monitor.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to look over there. I don't want to see what he's doing.
Charles Lee Ray made me say it. See, he's right down here. Yeah.
Wow.
So I think he did it.
Well, of course, Purple People Eater almost reminds me of that ting tang, walla walla bing bang. Ooh, ee,
kind of.
No.
Ting tang, walla walla bing bang.
Yeah.
Ooh, who called which doctor?
Mute his mic. Go ahead.
Oh.
So you enjoyed your one shot last night, and that one shot kind of made you like this, right?
Yeah.
That one shot led to another shot.
That one shot led to a wine, and that wine led to
wine's good.
Vodka Red Bull, and
vodka
Red Bull led to me making a fool of myself.
Very good.
Time and time again.
You need liquor for that?
Oh, of course not. No, it just amplifies it.
It just goes to a step.
Yeah, it just goes.
Always fun.
Over the wall there.
Yeah.
But speaking of over the wall, we need to talk a little bit about Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
Yes, we do.
It opened up yesterday, of course, the Halloween event of the season.
Sounds like a comedy.
Oh, no, this is a straightforward horror film. Yeah, Scouts, you know.
These poor Scouts.
Like I said, comedy.
Ty Sheridan, Patrick Schwarzenegger, and Logan Miller play Scouts who, on the eve of their last campout, discover the true meaning of friendship when they attempt to save their town from a zombie outbreak.
Yes.
Sounds low budget.
No, actually, it's quite high budget. You got David Koechner in it, Cloris Leachman.
Oh, yeah, that makes everything high budget.
No, I think
it's Cloris Leachman from your time there.
Yeah, yeah.
I do like Cloris Leachman. I think she's a funny old lady, but
she's hilarious. She's great. Halston Sage.
See, that's what I'm saying. It sounds like a comedy. David Ketchner.
But there's Cloris a Schwarzenegger Leachman. In it. Come on.
And a Schwarzenegger, that's even funnier.
There's a Schwarzenegger. Yeah. Yeah. And of course the hot girl in the white tank top. I forget her name, but the main girl in the movie. And
what's
of course
it called?
Sarah
Scout's
Dumont?
Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
Who? Is that Sarah Dumont?
Yes, Sarah Dumont. And isn't there someone from Scream in it as well? The other girl's name?
From the TV show Scream or the movie Scream?
The TV show Scream.
I have no idea. Oh. I'm sorry.
No, what's the other girl's name?
I'm looking it up.
Well, Halston Sage is in it, but she's
who's that?
Not.
Who's that? What is she from?
She's from Grown Ups 2. She's in Goosebumps for like
Goosebumps,
5 minutes,
she's
even though she should have been in it
as well?
Longer. She's been in a lot. Oh. But not Scream.
And Scream.
As far as I know.
Okay. All right. Well,
but you think there's someone from Scream?
No, no. That was Halston. I'm mixing up. I try to explain this to people
still
last night.
Still have some stuff.
There's.
By the way, Patrick Schwarzenegger, does he have a big part? Because on IMDb, I know that isn't always in order of their importance.
Yeah, it's pretty far down.
But he's way down there.
No, he's a pretty big part. Pretty big part. He's one of the main scouts. One of the main scouts in the film. Actually, this is not a straightforward horror movie. I was just joking there, of course. It is an obscenely funny comedy that manages to simultaneously scare and even offer up some mildly moving coming-of-age moments. There's plenty of low blows in this new flick, but they all result in fits of laughter and leave viewers with goofy grins spread across their faces.
So it is a comedy.
This is a comedy, but it's also got, you know, it's a horror comedy, and it's a coming of age horror comedy. So you got three different elements there.
Oh,
and
God.
It doesn't. What? It's come on.
You know why Joseph dressed up like an Oscar? Because this film will be receiving an Oscar.
It won't.
Greatest film.
Let's not kid ourselves. The movie is a rip-roaring ride from beginning to end, never letting its foot off the gas pedal as it splatters blood and body parts in every conceivable direction. But its surprisingly large and still beating heart is what sets it apart and brings it to life, though. Touching as well as it tickles and terrifies. I really like this movie. I was surprised as much as I did like it. It is definitely a thumbs up.
You're such a wordsmith.
I thank you very much. It's thesaurus.com. This segment brought to you by. No, not really. But it is a great movie that will have you laughing. There were some scary moments. There's a moment that I can't describe on the air for certain reasons, but he grabs a certain and piece of anatomy of one of the zombies.
Yeah.
And
that's hard to imagine what that could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of boobs.
You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, always a lot of fun. You enjoy those?
I've never had the privilege. And unfortunately, none of my friends.
Do they feel like a bag of sand?
I don't know. I don't know. I've said I've gotten a second base, but I don't. See, this is why Eric won't leave us alone.
I don't know what
that is. This is why
Thesaurus.
Ouija.
I remember when the National Priest of America wanted to join the Scouts and take the kids on camping trips. And now, the screenplay for this film was blacklisted in 2010 because it was one of the most liked unmade scripts of that year.
Yeah.
Now, so it's been hovering around for a while. But you know what? Before you mention this movie to me, because I hadn't seen a trailer yet as of a couple weeks ago, then I started to. It's like, what are you talking about? You know, the sound. But when you actually see the trailer, and obviously you've seen the movie, it does look interesting. I mean, it looks like one kind of guilty, you know, pleasure.
Type
it's
of like
movie.
Zombieland.
Yeah,
but
trailer.
Trailer.
But it's a little more like what's it called with Jonah Hill? Jonah Hill and Sarah.
Sarah.
Not the last name is Sarah. Michael Sarah.
Yeah.
When they're
C-E-R-A.
This is the end.
Huh? Not Sarah.
No, not that one.
Sarah.
Superbad?
Superbad.
This is like Superbad? Like a zombie
this
version?
This is like a zombie
I would love
version
it.
Of Superbad.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Because they want to go to a party and stuff like that, and all this crazy stuff's happening.
Poor guys.
It is a laugh riot. Like I said, you're going to love it. Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse. You stay during the credits.
Okay, there's good.
Nothing at the end, but there's some. You get to see some great things during the credits.
Boatload of fun.
Yes. They got
Zombie.
That's awesome. And there's a great use of Dolly Parton's 9 to 5, as well as Oops, I Did It Again by
Dolly,
the great Britney Spears.
Okay, yeah, she's great.
Yes. So great.
Doesn't get any better than Britney.
I know. Ooh, baby, baby.
Oh my God. Stop.
How was I? So, come on, just a little bit.
No. Post no.
Something wasn't right.
Now I lost
Spear. My train of thought. Spear. Oh, the thing you're doing there, Eric, and Joseph, you mentioned it before. When I was a youngster, like when internet kind of first was getting big, I was probably 9 or 10, my dad used to go to that and say, hey, Greg, come here. And he would type in, like, the F word.
Oh.
And he would get so excited about it. It was, like, the funniest
thing. Your father?
Yes.
Yeah, that
what a great
surprises.
Role model.
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah.
Now we know why Greg is how he is.
I know. It's just horrible.
Hit me, baby, one more time. All right, we need to take a break. On that note. Monster Mash, Boris Pickett, taking us into our break. I was working in the lab late one night, Greg, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight.
And you had your doctor rifle.
And then you realized you were looking in the mirror.
Oh, yes. And suddenly, to my surprise, I was wearing a gold outfit that showed way too much of my body.
Yes,
and it was
does.
Scary.
Yeah.
It's a graveyard smash.
It's
seriously.
It really is creative, though, what Joseph came up with.
Thank you. Do I get the award for the Oscar for best costume?
I think you do.
I should.
Eric's is pretty good. He's the fisherman from Jaws. So.
I was giving an Academy Award for the hottest girl at the bar crawl last night.
Okay, tell us about it in a little bit.
Yeah, I'm
looking forward to hearing about this. Breakthrough Entertainment, happy Halloween, everyone out there. Stay safe today and at night. Some crazies out there, obviously, and one of them's in here. And we'll be right back.
Zombies were having fun.
In a shoebox.
The party had just begun.
In a shoebox.
The guests included Wolfman, Dracula.